One region that's been a continual challenge for U.S. leaders is the Middle East.
Civil wars, proxy wars, energy wars, and a war on ISIS. The Middle East is a messy place. So, what are the biggest challenges for Donald Trump in the region? First up, Syria. The U.S. is supporting some rebel groups fighting to oust President Bashar al-Assad, and any change to that will be hotly contested by Arab and European allies who also want him out. U.S. airstrikes are already targeting ISIS in Syria, in Iraq, and in Libya. Trump sees a bombing blitz as the key to destroying ISIS, but many doubt that can happen without boots on the ground. Regional rivals Saudi Arabia and Iran are locked in proxy wars in Yemen and in Syria. And while Trump opposes the Iran nuclear deal, his pledge to rip it up would destabilize the situation further. Linked to this, plunging oil prices and economic woes in wealthy Gulf states, adding to uncertainty. And all this in a region still dealing with the after effects of revolutions that ousted longtime leaders 6 years ago. Libya and Yemen paralyzed by violent power struggles and the growth of ISIS. While Egypt's President Sisi, the first Arab leader to call Trump after his victory, stands accused of imprisoning more people than President Hosni Mubarak ever did. And we haven't even mentioned Israel and the Palestinian Authority yet. An essentially frozen conflict that threatens to heat up at any time. One region, many challenges. And now it's all ahead for President Trump.